Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we'll find grace to help us when we need it most. I only spoke with Queen Elizabeth II on one occasion. I had the privilege of attending a reception at Buckingham Palace to celebrate her Diamond Jubilee, and afterwards there were refreshments. I was chatting with a couple of friends, and suddenly the Queen approached us. As I was looking towards her as she walked towards us, it became clear that I was the person who needed to speak first. I anxiously tried to call to mind the correct way of addressing her. She then asked various kind questions, and I felt frankly overwhelmed. I'd never imagined that I would actually get to speak with her. However, as the Queen herself would have acknowledged, our God is of infinitely greater power and significance. In our verse today, we're told that we can enter his presence with boldness. This is an almost incredible word to use. How can we, as weak and unholy human beings, possibly come boldly into the presence of the eternal and holy God who created the universe? The writer to the Hebrews has a simple and clear answer, and that is because Jesus has made it possible. He's opened the way for us to come into the holiest place of all and to enjoy a personal relationship with our Creator God. It's wonderful, though, that we can approach God with boldness, but we still need to know what sort of reception we'll get when we meet him. The writer assures us that we'll be met by mercy and grace. God is a God of justice, but we know that if he treated us justly, we wouldn't stand a chance. We've all sinned and fallen well short of his standards. What we need is mercy, and that's what we're promised. Incredibly, God is willing to forgive us all our sins and set us free to live a new life. And as we enter his presence, we also discover his generous grace, which meets us precisely at the point of our need. The God who made us wants to enable us to live life to the full. All of this should convince us that we can live our Christian lives with confidence, not because of ourselves or anything we've done, but because of all that Christ has done for us. So let me ask you the crucial question. Do you feel able to approach God with boldness? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that although we have failed you so often, you always greet us with mercy and grace. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.
Hope grows when we join together. Gather faithfully with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.